This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The DJV Show, you'll love the DJV Podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV Show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Let's face it, it's time for you to relax and think about yourself and what's going on in your life. Never mind all the silly stuff going on in the world. Let's calm down. It's a holiday week. This is the DJV Experience. Doug Steffen presenting Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, both of whom have trending stories. Jen, shall we start with you?
Sure. I had to look into Rachel Dolezal. Do you remember her name, Dougie?
Sounds like something you'd put into a gas tank.
She was the former NAACP spokesperson. I think she was from Washington.
Oh, the phony black lady.
And she was identifying as a black woman, right.
Right, so that's it. Yeah.
Just minding my own business, I turn on Twitter today, and I see Rachel Dolezal is trending. And at that point, well, it's clickbait, so I had to see what was going on. Right. Apparently, she was booked and fingerprinted at a Washington state jail earlier in the week on Monday as she awaited trial on multiple charges, including welfare fraud. She's changed her name. Maybe this is the buried lead in all of this to Necheki, maybe? Necheki Diallo, I think, could be how we say it. She pleaded not guilty. It's N-K-E-C-H-I.
Jennifer Horn wins an XP printer.
I think it's Necheki, right?
That was Necheki, the test.
Because it's obviously some African name that
Necheki,
she's made up.
Necheki Diallo. Right. She pleaded not guilty to state charges of first-degree theft by welfare fraud, making false verification, and second-degree perjury last month. The judge ordered her freed on her own recognizance and gave her a deadline of Monday evening to report to jail for booking and fingerprinting. She changed her name from Rachel Dolezal back in October 2016, and she's accused of receiving more than $8,800 in food and child care assistance illegally between August 2015 and November 2017.
She's not very bright because she wrote an autobiography called, like, In Full Color or something like that. And she's made $84,000 off of it over the last couple of years. Those are very trackable things.
Yeah.
So if you're claiming welfare and and you've got a book that's selling, that's not that
bright.
She
reported her income at being less than $500 a month, so that's why she was getting assistance. However, when the feds subpoenaed her bank statements, they showed that she deposited $84,000 into her account. And that came from book sales,
that's
as Victoria
smart.
Mentioned, speaking engagements. She also makes soaps and dolls and sells dolls, according to her case file. Yeah.
She makes dolls?
She makes dolls. She makes soap, and she sells her art.
Oh. All right, so can you best that, Victoria? What's your...
No, that's an amazing story.
That's a trending story.
I will not even attempt to best that. But Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is in the news, and it's kind of one of these, what's going on with this story? So he's responded to allegations that he apparently groped a female reporter 18 years ago. Right. He says that he, of course, did nothing of the sort. He was 28 at the time. He was at a fundraiser. It was a charity fundraiser. This was before he launched his political career, and so this unsigned editorial appeared at the time from this woman saying that he had inappropriately handled a woman. The editorial did not provide any details, and it said it wasn't a sexual assault, but that he had blatantly disrespected the reporter. So he said, now his official statement is, I remember that day in Creston well. I had a good day that day. I don't remember any negative interactions that day at all. And of course, his office has reiterated the same thing, that activism on sexual assault is something that he's been at the forefront of since he was at McGill University. And so the allegation resurfaced again last month with the hashtag MeToo. And Again, no details are being provided. A woman who claims to have been a quote-unquote witness that day, she says, my recollections of the conversation where this woman came to me because she was unsettled by something that had happened, and she said, I would not classify it or qualify it as sexual assault, but apparently something that Trudeau said or did was not a welcome action, and it was inappropriate. So they're trying to nail him for a Me Too issue here, but... I don't know. It doesn't seem like
Wait,
there's a lot of legs to this story.
I want to know whether you're buying it or not.
Well, there's no detail, so no, I'm not buying it.
But how many of these cases are like that, Victoria, where there is mud thrown against the wall,
right,
focusing on one person, and
right,
there's no substance to it? Somebody's just trying to run some kind of vendetta, get at someone they don't like.
Look, worst case scenario, this could be something which I would probably liken to the Morgan Freeman thing. Morgan Freeman apparently never physically harmed anyone, never sexually assaulted anyone. Was he guilty of making creepy comments? I think so. That seems to be a universally accepted thing with him. But if even if Trudeau made creepy comments to a woman or made some sort of sexual advance, maybe he hit on her, we don't know. Again, she didn't even want to provide details. So if you don't want to provide details, then don't slap a hashtag Me Too on it.
There you go.
You know, that discredits every other woman's actual sexual assault.
Yeah, yep. I think we just need to investigate, but not judge people until we know for sure what happened. That's
We're so judgmental,
everybody's
Jennifer.
Everybody's so rushed to judgment.
The human condition is judgment.
And truly,
guilty.
If we like the person who is the victimizer, I think that also plays a role into it. Should just be investigate. We should keep it like very sterile. Investigate and move on, because there's so much emotion tied up into this on both sides. It's tough to give anybody a fair shake, or anybody's story a fair shake for that matter.
Yeah, yep. I guess by this story, I'm a little confused about what they want the end goal to be. I mean, she's come out and said it wasn't a crime. Nothing, you know, explicit happened. He didn't commit a sexual assault, but he said this or did this. So I don't know if just because everyone pretty universally likes him, if they're just trying to bring him down to earth a little bit, or I mean, because he's not going to lose his job over
an apology. Yeah.
That's what I'm confused about. When you come out with these stories about something that happened 18 years ago that you can't prove, and he says it didn't happen, and she's not willing to provide details, what's the end goal there?
What's
what are
the
they
point?
Trying to get? That's what I don't really understand.
Yeah.
Politics.
It's probably. Very unfair.
Yes.
Yeah. Very unfair. Yep. All right. Let's get to a lot of things going on as usual. It's a holiday week. Welcome to the DJV program, where success is waking up in the morning and bounding out of bed because there's something out there that you love to do, like the ladies and I, something we believe in, something we're good at, something that's bigger than we are, and you can hardly wait to get at it again. I hope that you have job satisfaction. If you're taking the week off, perhaps you might want to evaluate how it is that you wake up in the morning, how you feel about what your life is all about. Always vacation week is a great time to take stock in what you do, how you do it, are you evaluating your life and liking your life? Because people who live a miserable life getting up every day and not wanting to go to work or not liking who they're with, good heavens, change it, make it better. 14 past the hour on the DJV show.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. That's 1-800-208-1797. 1-800-208-1797.
Excuse me, kind human.
Hey, that's my phone.
I see that it is not on the Sprint network. You should switch to Sprint ASAP and get four lines of unlimited for $25 per month per line with a fifth line free. It is an excellent deal that will be gone as of July 12th.
Wow, I better get over to Sprint then.
You are displaying excellent judgment. And for a limited time, when you switch to Sprint, you can get 50% off a Samsung Galaxy S9 with Sprint Flex Lease. Galaxy S9 includes Samsung's best camera ever with super slow-mo and advanced low-light photo taking.
I'm definitely switching to Sprint.
It is going, gone as of July 12th.
Visit your nearby Sprint store, sprint.com/GS9, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1. Savings until 6/30/19 and $60 a month for line 1, $40 a month for line 2, and $30 a month for lines 3 through 5 with auto pay. Speed maximums, use rules and restrictions apply. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Galaxy S9, $60.50 a month. After $60.50 a month, credit apply within two bills. Quit approved credit, 18-month lease, and new line of service. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Coverage and offer not available everywhere or for discounted phone. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee.
On the streets of Miami, speed is the law. So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl...
Oh, heartburn!
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
And with Tums on the go rolls, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in a store near you.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman Mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at Craftsman.com, and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yep, it is the DJV show. So, to follow up on what I just said, or what we were just talking about, the business of people remembering, you know, it's not what you say, sometimes it's how you say it. Maya Angelou wrote once, I've never forgotten this, people will forget what you say, people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel. So and that true. Is oh so true. Something to think about. I have been following, and all of us actually have, for some reason or another, I've made it a point to stay up with whatever the latest on the opioid problem is, the sales there. The FDA is enlisting some help to stop online sales of opioids. And apparently this issue is gaining a lot of traction, ladies, with people in areas where there are contested midterm races. This is becoming an issue, and it really isn't it isn't a party line sort of thing. A lot of people on both sides are saying, realizing there has to be bipartisan cooperation. The addiction crisis in our country is way beyond what, let's say, the normal news media is giving it short shrift. I guess, really, that's the bottom line. Doctors are looking at this thing. The Center for Safe Internet Pharmacies has released a study acknowledging the digital drug market. And this is something that gets back sort of, it's like, how do you tax sales on the Internet? This is the same sort of thing. You can buy these things from Canadian drug sources or European drug sources.
South America is a big one, too.
South America.
Yep.
It's a lot of money involved in this. Yeah. So, anyway, 87% of people in urban areas have some experience, personal experience. 63,000 people died last year from some kind of opioid connection. So the political parties, you know, how do you fight with each other about fixing this? I don't... If they're smart...
It shouldn't be political, that's for sure.
No.
Right.
No, but I mean, it's all over the country. Midwest, you'd think this sort of thing wouldn't be a problem for whatever the reason. We think this is a city problem. This is... No. Drugs are a very serious problem.
I would think, actually, it would be the opposite.
America.
If you're in rural America, you need a mail delivery service for your drugs because there aren't, you know, it's hard to find dealers if you think about it.
Pew says 9 in 10 Americans in rural areas consider drug addiction the biggest problem in their communities. 87% in urban areas, 86% suburban areas. This is huge.
Mm-hmm.
Huge, huge, huge. There's got to be something that we can agree upon to fix this problem.
And it ought to be a political consideration, frankly. I think so, anyway. 21 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, time to work out some more problems with regard to Harvey Weinstein. 23, change after the hour, DJV time. Jennifer, Victoria, and I looking into, we've been talking off the air, so it's time now for us to get to the bottom. If we're intrigued off the air, we want to intrigue you on the air. You remember the Harvey Weinstein story, indicted on charges. Well, he has now three new sexual assault charges. Charged by a grand jury with one count of committing a criminal sexual act in the first degree for a forcible sexual act against a woman in July of 2006, as well as two counts of felony predatory sexual assault. So if he gets convicted, the sexual assault charge carries a minimum of 10 years in the slammer, a maximum of life. The charges come out of the previous indictment, two counts of rape, one first-degree criminal sex act. Okay, so
he's got six charges, I guess, now against him total?
He pleaded not guilty, free. He posted $1 million bail. So there are at least three women who have charged him with six different things. He's 66 now, so he'll be in his 80s by the time he gets out, I'm going to bet. He's done. Yeah. 25 past the hour. Time for some music news. First, can you believe it? There's a fake. There's a. If I say fake and scam in the same sentence, it's redundant, right?
A fam.
The boss has been scammed. So if you think you got a text message from the real Bruce Springsteen asking you for money, maybe you ought to check this one out one more time.
Maybe you should go back to school.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Fan in Illinois reportedly learned that the hard way, the boss doesn't need money, recovering a gold investment in Dubai, duh. An unidentified resident of Morton Grove, Illinois, told police that text message purporting to be from Bruce asking for money. The victim and the imposter exchanged several texts. Victim sent $1,100. Stupid can you get?
Yep.
The victim handed over $500 in iTunes gift cards, too, to be used to pay phone bills for senior citizens. This isn't a new scam, by the way. Last year, police in Oak Creek, Wisconsin, issued a warning to Springsteen fans about a similar hustle. Woman in town was duped by, well, almost duped by a Springsteen imposter. Bruce Springsteen or other celebrities are not going to be calling you asking for money, said the police chief. Be smart. If something doesn't feel right, don't give any information and don't give any money. All right?
I think this happens more than you think, with, and more people fall for it, because I was reading about a similar scam last year with Ed Sheeran, where, and his fans are a lot younger, and he wasn't asking for money for himself, but he was going around and asking for money for charities, supposedly. And so people were sending money for those charities. And
it's just,
come on.
That's actually a little smarter.
Yeah, it is, but still.
Yeah. All right, Joe Strummer in the focus here. Outside of The Clash, his work will be collected in a new compilation, Joe Strummer 001, featuring rare and unreleased recordings by this fellow who died. When did he die?
Back 2002.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't remember him. So what do we know about this guy and his music?
He in some of these new things that are being released, he actually worked with his former bandmate Mick Jones, and so they worked on solo stuff together, not under the name of The Clash. So if you like The Clash's music, then this is obviously... Clash fans are all Joe Strummer fans anyway. It's like saying you don't like Sting without The Police, or vice versa. So it's sort of the same thing. But it arrives September 28th, and in a variety of formats, a deluxe limited edition, and there's some interesting stuff on there, collaborations that he did with Johnny Cash and did with Jimmy Cliff.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah,
and some, there's some rare stuff on here, an outtake of the Sid and Nancy soundtrack cut called Crying on 23rd, and an unreleased early version of This Is England and London Is Burning. So this is, for fans of The Clash, this has been getting a lot of attention on like Rolling Stone and Billboard and things like that.
Uh-huh. All right. Joe Strummer lives on, as it were, 28 past the hour on the DJV program.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hey, it's Chris from NeuroCoffee again. First, I want to thank all of Doug's listeners who purchased NeuroCoffee since we started advertising. Your response has been absolutely amazing, and we really appreciate all your positive comments. Second, I apologize if you're tired of my voice. I get it. I hate my voice too. But it didn't feel right to hire a professional to fake my passion for NeuroCoffee. It really is a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention and support your brain health. Every cup of NeuroCoffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in clinical trials to prove they work. With NeuroCoffee, you get a brain health supplement and great-tasting artisan coffee for as low as 50 cents a day. And as always, if you don't love it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund, and I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Start drinking NeuroCoffee to support your brain health now at GetNeuroCoffee.com. That's GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNeuroCoffee.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Speaking in West Virginia at the Salute to Service Dinner, President Trump talked about his search for a Supreme Court nominee, saying his choice will be as good as his last pick, Justice Neil Gorsuch.
These are very talented people, brilliant people, and I think you're going to really love it, like Justice Gorsuch. We We hit a home run there, and we're going to hit a home run here.
He also gave a shout-out to immigration enforcers who've taken a lot of heat under his zero-tolerance border policies.
ICE goes in there, and they go in there, and sometimes they have to go in swinging. They don't mind. They're tough. And then I hear Democrats saying, we want to abandon ICE. We want to abandon. We're not abandoning ICE, and we're not abandoning our law enforcement. Just the opposite.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat, and I'm doing a downward dog, and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How do you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Welcome to the DJV experience. I'm Doug Steffen, better here than any place else. Our conversation is superlative. The minds of the people here, beyond comprehension. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen. I am thankful at this time of year. It's the 4th of July week. We celebrate a lot of things. Fresh fruits and vegetables. The cherries, the grapes, the things that are fresh, raspberries, blueberries, even though I eat them all year long, there's something about the taste this time of year that just jumps out at you. It's fabulous. If you're not eating a lot of fruits and fresh vegetables, go see your friendly local farmer, family farmer. Get what you can. Some of the great dairy products. Just it's that time of year when you're so happy to be able to reach out and grab some of this stuff. Yum. Great, great stuff. All right, let's get to the heart of 4th of July problems. An American-born citizen, you think that Cleveland has a problem because LeBron is leaving. Listen to this. Authorities in Cleveland say that a citizen of the United States has been scouting locations in Cleveland to blow things up, to attack and kill people watching 4th of July fireworks, bombings, this kind of stuff. Federal authorities say Demetrius Pitts expressed his support for Al-Qaeda for a year or so, talked about setting off bombs at a July 4th parade in Cleveland and in Philadelphia. He lives in Maple Heights, Ohio, due in federal court. No documents listing an attorney for him. He was arrested after meeting an undercover agent charged with attempted support of terrorism. The FBI said it was unclear how close Pitts was to carrying out his threats. Okay.
Well, he's still going away forever, probably, right?
Well, yeah, you get if they can nail you with these sorts of things.
Well, they have him on tape.
Yeah.
So, because he met multiple times the undercover agents.
His hatred for the U.S. and
yeah.
If you don't like it here, why don't you just get out? What are you going to blow things up for?
Blow
just get the hell out.
Right.
Go someplace else. You know. Hello. Oh, my God. All right. Well, as long as we haven't had a conversation about the Taliban for a long time or Daesh or anything.
Well, now we've done it. We've scratched your itch.
Well, here's another scratch. Apparently, the Taliban being trained by forces from Iran. The Iranians are sending their troops to Afghanistan. Let's see here. A story this morning in the Times of London. Talks between Iran and the Taliban began in the spring. They chose their best fighters to go to Iran in small groups. Imagine getting visas and putting a bunch of these guys on a plane, because that's basically with 300 visas at a time, and they sent them over there. How'd you like to ride on a plane that was loaded with Taliban or Iran special forces? You probably wouldn't know it unless they were wearing their uniforms. But think about that as a concept. Huh? The way this is, the way it all comes about, these people and their anger and their hatred. You know, I just said something that, upon reflection, seems a little silly, but yet isn't it true? If you don't, let's put it in terms of your neighborhood. You like where you're living? Victoria doesn't, so she and her husband are moving, all right? Jennifer doesn't particularly like her neighborhood. When she marries Jeff, she's going to move to a new neighborhood. I don't care, I'll just move from one neighborhood to another. If you don't like where you are, it's a free country, get up and move, or go somewhere else. I don't get what it is that makes these people so angry. I just don't. I mean, I guess maybe it's the same thing. You have people that are angry at Donald Trump or angry at Obama or whoever it is that you're angry at. Why do you get angry? What is it that fires up your anger? Think about what you get angry about.
It's more than just anger, though. These are people who ideologically, this is the equivalent for them is religion. There's nothing higher, right? And so
yeah.
A lot of times it's not just about being hateful. It's about having the belief that you're doing something right and that God is going to reward you for what you've done.
I don't get the thinking. But we don't get the thinking. That's part of what...
It's hard for us to stop it, because we don't really understand how someone could be that far gone.
Yeah,
with either mind control or the level of hatred or radicalization, whatever it would be categorized as.
Yeah.
All of us are rational people, and it's very hard to put yourself in the mindset of an irrational person. who thinks that they're being highly rational. That's the other part of it. It's not just like you're dealing with someone who's a psycho and you go, oh, well, that's a psycho. It's a psycho who believes that they're highly functioning and highly rational.
And that they're doing something right.
They believe their own press.
Right, exactly.
That's kind of what it is,
right? Very difficult, layered situation.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. Federal judge ruling that students at several Detroit schools have no legal right to literacy.
What?
A lawsuit was dismissed, filed a couple of years ago, took issue with the school system and its slum-like conditions. The judge is Stephen Murphy, U.S. District Court in Eastern Michigan, conceded in his ruling that when a child who could be taught to read goes untaught, the child suffers a lasting injury, and so does society. But in spite of that, he concludes that literacy is not a right. I get so upset about stuff like this, I can't speak straight. Here, let me try this again. The ruling concludes that literacy is not a right, so he throws out the suit, which was filed by a public firm called Public Counsel on behalf of students in the Detroit school system. So what the hell is the point of going to school or for us paying?
Why is it a law that you have to go to school?
Yeah, if there's no requirement that you do anything while you're in school, so why should you have to go? Where the truant officer says, we're going to bring you to school. I don't know that there are truant officers.
Why are taxpayer dollars allocated to support public schools?
Thank you.
And it's a law that all kids up until, 16 have to be in school?
Yeah.
So that does not make any sense whatsoever.
No, it doesn't. So this keeps going up I'm going to bet this is going to keep going up the scales of justice, if you will. Congratulations in order for Lieutenant General Darrell Williams, U.S. Military Academy at West Point, appointing this superintendent. And they're making a big deal out of it because he's black. I think that's...
Well, he's the first black superintendent.
I get it, but I don't get it. You know what I am. You know what I think.
Well, it's always a landmark. The first is always notable.
Graduated from West Point in 83. Earned a master's degree in leadership development, military art and science, and national security and strategic studies. Well qualified. He's well qualified to be the leader, and it doesn't have to be that he's black. The fact that what's the point of this? And let's be a little retrospective here for a second. Is it good? He's very well qualified, and no matter what the color of his skin, this is my point. He ought to be the person running West Point because he's the most qualified.
Right.
And what gets the headline isn't that he's the most qualified, is that he's black.
Well, I think the reason
qualified.
That gets the headline, and he didn't get the job because he was black or anything like that. I think the reason it becomes a headline is because we always talk about representation is important. And so if you've got kids who think that they could never enter the military or they've never seen anyone like them be a leader in that position, then it's good if they see someone like that because then it inspires them that, hey, maybe they could be a leader of West Point one day or something like that. And I think... we've seen that plenty of times where people don't ever think that they can do something. They don't think that they can run for president or do anything. If they've only seen old white guys do that, then why is, a young black woman going to think that she can do that? And once you see someone in that position, it opens up plenty of doors. So that's why it becomes an article.
Is it where so you look at it differently than I do, and it's a generational thing. Maybe it's an educational thing. It just bothered me. I've been listening to this stuff all my life. There was a big to-do when I was a kid who gets to go to college and whether affirmative action, which became a federal law, was necessary because blacks were being discriminated against. They couldn't get into good schools. I didn't get a good job, that kind of stuff. So it's been a source. I grew up, say what you will, my father grew up in the gangs of South Boston, and his stories were all about the fights that they used to have, the Irish versus the blacks. He had no prejudice, even though he grew up around huge prejudice. My father had his problems, but being a prejudiced person wasn't one of them. And so I guess being around that, I have developed no real prejudices. And so it gets under my skin when I think there is prejudice that's artificial. Does that make sense? Even though I know there is, there's industrial there's just built-in prejudice in our society, and it's not black and white necessarily only. It's religion, it's age. It's you have no idea how many people now, and this really gets to me, who reflect on what I do and how I do it because of my age. I so resent that. It got to me a couple of years ago with regard to relationship stuff, but then I've started hearing it and feeling it when people will do things for me because they don't think I'm strong enough or whatever to do it on my own.
Right.
And it really pees me off.
I went nuts yesterday. I happened across an article on CNN about this, about the Supreme Court nominee, about Amy Barrett. And they were talking about the only reason Trump was picking her is because she looks good.
And
I went nuts. I thought, okay, so at CNN, it's okay to be sexist because this woman has a lot of accomplishments. Take her to task. If you think that she's gonna rule because of her religious beliefs, that's fine. Those are legitimate arguments. But to say that she's only a candidate because of the way she looks, I don't know.
All right, 46, 47 actually, past the hour.
I'm a one-trick pony, literally. I show up at kids' parties and act cute. That's pretty much it. So excuse me for being bitter when Geico says not only could we save you money on car insurance, but we do more, like give you 24/7 access online, over the phone, or even via our award-winning mobile app. Well, ooh la la, aren't they multi-talented? Hey, I said organic carrots.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Excuse me, kind human.
Hey, that's my phone.
I see that it is not on the Sprint network. You should switch to Sprint ASAP and get 4 lines of unlimited for $25 per month per line with a 5th line free. It is an excellent deal that will be gone as of July 12th.
Wow, I better get over to Sprint then.
You are displaying excellent judgment. And for a limited time when you switch to Sprint, you can get 50% off a Samsung Galaxy S9 with Sprint Flex Lease. Galaxy S9 includes Samsung's best camera ever with super slow-mo and advanced low-light photo taking.
I'm definitely switching to Sprint.
It is gone as of July 12th.
Visit your nearby Sprint store, Sprint.com/GS9, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1. Savings until 6/30/19 and $60 a month for line 1, $40 a month for line 2, and $30 a month for lines 3 through 5 with auto pay. Speed maximums, use rules and restrictions apply. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Galaxy S9, 60/50 a month. After 60/50 a month, credit applied within 2 bills. Sprint approved credit, 18-month lease, and new line of service. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Coverage and offer not available everywhere or for discounted phone. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
Alan Taylor here, and I wanted to share the news with you about the new Haynes Manuals Online. They're the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information, and they now offer online manuals that are formatted to fit all electronic devices. With Haynes Manuals Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual, but with so many added features that help you get the job done right. I ordered one for my car and access it right through my tablet. There are now over 180 Haynes Manuals Online available covering cars, trucks, and motorcycles. You can order yours today at Haynes.com.
I
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Now 53 past the hour, Money Pit time. Tom Kreidler, who is the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program, heard every weekend all around the country, is here to help you in any number of ways. Here's Paul in Kentucky, who has a lot of yard damage from molds, those little pesky molds.
Yes.
So if there are a lot of, if there are cats around, the molds won't survive, and coyotes too. Anyway, a lot of tunnels, a muddy, when it rains a lot, becomes a muddy mess. Wants to know, Paul wants to know what he can do to make sure that these bad guys stay away.
Well, the reason that they are in your yard, Paul, is because they're enjoying a fine meal of delicious grubs.
Yes.
And if you were to put a grub control product down on your lawn, you will find that the grubs will go away, as will the moles, because they're just going to move off to another area to find
what constitutes these grub control. What kind of things are in them to drive the grubs away? Would people be concerned about the contents of some of these products?
It's a typical product that you would apply to any lawn, just like you would a weed control. And it does a great job of getting rid of the grubs, and then the moles go. It's really quite simple. People try all these crazy traps, and they, you know, they put bubble gum in the tunnels, all sorts of old wives' tales about how you get rid of these things, and they try to smoke them out. And no, you just get rid of the food source, and then they go away.
So, that's what we used to do with woodchucks. we put a smoke bomb in the hole. And
troublemakers.
They just go out the other hole. There's always two holes in a woodchuck hole. There's an in and there's an out.
Right.
All right. The Money Pit newsletter comes out every week. It is without cost, free. You can get your red, white, and blue on this week because it is the 4th of July, traveling barbecue. So what is different about this year, the celebration, from your perspective?
Well, you know what a progressive dinner is when you get a few families together, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
This is the idea of a progressive barbecue dinner where you can start in one family's home, you know, with your apps and move on to your drinks and your main course, but end up at a fireworks display. So we've got lots of ideas in this week's Money Pit newsletter. The article, Get Your Red, White, and Blue On with a Traveling Barbecue, is on the homepage of MoneyPit.com, where you can also conveniently sign up for next week's newsletter for more great advice.
Do you have to sign up every week for the next week's newsletter?
No. Just sign up once.
Yeah.
And the other real important story we're putting out this week, too, Doug, is a story about pool safety for kids. You know, there is a concept called layers of protection, because the number one layer is parental supervision. But invariably, when there's a kid that drowns, it's because the parent was distracted momentarily. Mm-hmm. So what layers of supervision, what layers of protection are, is if you start at the pool and you think about the pool, think about pool alarms, think about door alarms, think about pool covers, think about gates, fencing. All of those layers basically add to the protection around the pool. And fencing in particular, people get wrong a lot, because pool fencing is vastly different than non-pool fencing, because it's designed to be non-climbable. Even the chain link pool fencing has very small squares in it, so kids can't get a toehold. The gates have to be 48 inches tall. The latches have to be 54 inches tall, so you have to reach up to free up the latch, and they have to have spring closures. So lots of things are different about pool fencing than other types of fencing.
Yeah. All right. So you'll get that when you sign up for the Money Pit newsletter. Do it at moneypit.com. Here's Josh listening to us in Nevada. Says, I'm planning to paint the wood floor on my screened-in porch and wondered what kind of paint would be the toughest in the long run.
Oil-based. And here's why. You know, I love latex for everything except for floors, but there's one capability of the paint that latex just doesn't get, and that's the durability. It just doesn't have the abrasion resistance. Right. So whenever you're doing a floor, you always want to use a solvent-based paint, an oil-based paint, because it just stands up longer. So that's what you need, Josh. And make sure
you
go, old wood, you scrape, prime, and paint, get all the old stuff off first.
All right, here's the new safer table saw. There's a report that suggests a saw called... So there's a connection to a saw called Saw Stop.
Yes.
It shuts down the instant it senses human flesh.
Yeah, it's been around for a long time. It's amazing technology.
Really?
If the blade comes in contact with any human flesh, like a finger, it's going to immediately shut down. Now, there's like a cartridge that's part of the saw technology that fires like an electric emergency brake, and it stops the show immediately. There's been a huge lawsuit that's gone on for years and years and years with Bosch, I think it was, that tried to kind of use the same technology, and there was a major court decision recently where SawStop prevailed.
All right, so I didn't know they had that. Not a good place to cut your hamburger or your steak up then before you put it on the grill. 59 past the hour.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.